war plot petered out. Blessed comical relief. An actor trained in Shakespeare. Oh, a good hand with a gun. He always had Roy Rogers' back when the skirmish had begun. He had a well-worn turned-up hat and a paucity of teeth. A crusty, cranky character with a sweetness underneath, a sort of merry twinkle and a kindly grizzled grin. And you knew that Roy's affection for that coot was genuine.